today.
That is not why I'm laughing, and you know it.
I know it's not why you're laughing.
Oh, this song is very appropriate. Nobody has sung it like us. A happy Friday morning to our listeners out there in podcast land.
Yay! It is
Katie's on 100,000 trillion. Hey, you know the battle runs my domain. Release my pet, and you're gonna feel the pain.
Ask
Kiki
Strokes. I think we should ask Kiki Strokes with the theme. I wonder if she would. That would be awesome. It would be absolutely awesome. That's my part. My ramble attack. I love it. Okay. We're still having some residuals from last night. If you guys did not listen to us last night, you missed an excellent show. You had full, undiluted Amber Girls Radio.
I know. It was epic.
Some people are like, wait, I can't listen to it now. I got to listen to you guys live, you know. And let me give another shout out to our girls over at IGN who left us a comment or a hello on our page this morning. The girls from Girl Fight. Hi, good morning. You're up.
Hello, ladies.
I know that big yellow ball in the sky makes you not want to be up. We don't want to be up either, but we do it for the peace. I am out of order already this morning. I need to get my, let me get myself. Okay, Blog Talk, are you going to stop the music? Thank you.
Like, no, I don't think so. Don't want to. Sorry.
It is such a nice Friday. Such a lovely day. Yes, I have the whole story, I think. Stop looking at me like that, Ginger.
You do, too. It's awesome. It's awesome.
I think it sucks. I got to do something. I'm going to pour this hot tea in my lap. Okay. See if it helps.
S-S-I-N-G. Wait, what?
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 I'm cutting you. See?
I'm going to get cut.
Oh, in the back and shallow.
No, not in the back. No.
Yes. I'm teaching the people out there how you're supposed to cut. You don't just cut. It's not random cutting. It's very strategic.
To the white meat.
To the white meat in the back, on the back of the knees.
No, be nice to me. Don't cut me there.
Stop. Don't cut me there. These are my no-no squares. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, my God.
Every time I do that, people laugh. I have to laugh too. All right.
Oh my God.
Wow. So much good news. I'm gonna let Ginger go because I've been stealing her thunder every morning because it's been something juicy I wanted to tell. But I'm sure she has something juicy she'd like to share.
Yep.
Like why she has on those striped socks.
I'm barefoot. Barefoot. I'm barefoot.
See, people, that's how you get information out of people.
All right, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Lauren Lanning says EA sabotaged Stranger's Wrath release.
Mm-hmm. Likely story.
Yeah. So did EA sabotage the release of Oddworld Stranger's Wrath by not providing a reasonable level of market? Well, we covered this last night, but I'm going to go over this again for the people who didn't listen. All right, so did they sabotage Oddworld Stranger's Wrath by not providing a reasonable level of marketing and promotion? People think they are. Oddworld creator and founder of Oddworld Inhabitants, Lauren Lanning, says yes. In an interview with Eurogamer, he pulled no punches with EA's handling of the developer's unique first- and third-person shooter adventure game. He says, it was sabotaged. When you see a big game coming out, just ask what the marketing budget is. If you decide as a publisher not to give it a marketing budget, you decide it's fate. As soon as we understood that there was no marketing budget, we had zero expectations. We had zero incentive to build another game for them either.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's harsh. Mm-hmm. Well, EA,
you did it, EA. You're always breaking things, EA. Come on. Mm-hmm. Why are you always breaking things? First, you broke my Dark Age Camelot. You had to break our heart by telling us girls only play The Sims.
And yes, you're not living it down.
No. And now you had to go kill you had to go kill Stranger's Wrath.
Yes.
Why do you keep things?
Yeah, and as I said last night, that was one game way back in the day I didn't get to play, but it's a oldie but goodie. So
mm-hmm.
you already had a market there. I can tell you of one gamer I know specifically who uses the con cover from Sega Genesis as his avatar everywhere he goes on a forum. Everywhere.
Yep.
So you already had a fan base, so that was not a smart idea. You lost APB, they went to Scotland, now they're going to blow up, so.
I don't know. EA, you just, I swear to God, it's where games go to die.
It is, and that's, I don't know why Will Wright left from EA, but on one hand, you know, I wish he'd stayed because The Sims is not the same without him. But on the other hand, I understand why he left. If you know, or at least I have understanding why I think he left. Let's put it that way.
Well, a little bit depressing.
It is. Oh, gosh. And I heard at one point, I don't know if they still do. Do you remember the scandal a few years ago when the guy got fired and he went public with how hard they worked their developers?
Yes, I do remember something like that.
Yeah. We were trying for months to get him on. I never caught up with him. I did talk with him, but I didn't get like a formal interview, so I couldn't publish that. But he told me some really good, juicy stuff I cannot share on air, obviously, because I don't remember where he is, and I don't have his permission to share that info. But it was good. It was juicy.
Wow. That would have been awesome.
Would have been. My voice is not going to hold up.
Mine either. Mine's trying to go.
That's why I said I really do today sound like a phone sex operator. I'm not trying to, people. That's just, this is as good as it gets right now. Okay. That's what I get for yelling at these guys last night. They were out of control.
You loved it. You loved it.
I had to pull up my belt and threaten to spank people. Some of them were like, yay. And
most were like, grabbing our ankles. Go for it, Corey.
Bad, bad, bad TTR. Bad. Go to your crate. Go to your crate.
We'll be bad, but I'm perfectly good at it.
Yes, we know. You are awful. Okay. Oh, you know what? I just realized I can hardly hear you, and I know why.
Why?
I had to turn you guys down last night. Y'all were out of control.
Oh, we were, too. We were. Oh, my gosh. It's so much chat lag going back and forth. It was crazy.
It's off. So, more PS and Apocalypse news. Sony has posted an official letter. Yes. Well, this is actually from them. It's not really, you know. They've sent an official letter to their publishing partners, of course, and they've been addressing the PSN downtime. So basically, I'm not going to read the whole letter because it's extremely long. Of course, you know, Sony's network has been offline for more than 3 weeks now, and it's leaving the you turncoats, and you can listen for your full name on our show from last night, leaving customers without a multiplayer service, and content creators with a closed shop. They're unable to sell their games, DLC, movies, to more than 77 million registered accounts. And, of course, the company has come under fire for not acting or informing its customers quick enough, and that confidential and private data may have been stolen as a result. But what are the communications with the partners in the business, the developers? So Industry Gamers, another great get information site, said that Sony has only just this week delivered an official comment to the developers and publishing partners. And, of course, I'm not going to read the full letter. You can pop over to Industry Gamers and check it out if you so wish to know what's being said. I will read you the very last part that they say. They said, we'd like to thank our customers for their patience and loyalty. Of course, we're offering the welcome back packages as soon as the networks are restored, including free downloads of selected PlayStation Entertainment, 30 days of free service, as well as service extensions for the number of days PSN and Curiosity services are unavailable, and similar benefits for Music Unlimited subscribers. And we, of course, deeply regret this incident has occurred, and we're working closely with the FBI to identify and apprehend the culprits who committed this crime against our consumers, our partners, and our company. I know you can appreciate how wide the problem is of cybercrime is in society today. Although no company is immune, we're confident our consumer data will be protected by some of the best security measures available today. And it goes on saying you're a valued partner. We love you. Please bear with us during this troubled time, blah, blah, blah. I find this very interesting because we also have forgotten the other victims in this are the developers. They can't sell their games. And and I'm going to go back to what I said last night. You all are traitors, because think about something. If these developers aren't able to get income, they're going to shut down and there will be no games for your PlayStation anyway. So stop being greedy. Stop being asking, we want free stuff, we want free stuff. I wish they had the option to say, you know, do you want it or you don't have to take it. If you prefer to pay for it, you know, we'd appreciate it. They need their revenue. They don't have it. They fold. No games. It's that simple. Anyway.
I don't know. And at this point, you're out a month, dude. And people are selling their their stations. They're trading them in for the Xboxes or whatever else, as Corey was calling them turncoats last night.
You're not a fan if you sold your PlayStation because you can't play online. You're just not.
And I don't know what to think about that. That is...
That's like me throwing on my Xbox because it doesn't really red ring. The red light is flashing, and, you know, it's annoying to look at, but the Xbox works fine, so I'm going to throw it away. That's pretty much what you're doing. No. I'm going to throw my computer away because, or let's use Ginger's, this is a perfect analogy. My keyboard doesn't have any numbers or letters on it. I'm going to throw it away. Why? You know how to type.
Uh-huh.
See, you know where all your keys are. Ginger types just fine. She types better than most people with no numbers and letters on her keyboard. So why throw it away?
I'm a true gamer. I have worn numbers and letters off my keyboard.
Amen. I have broken controllers, and I will tape them back together. My Wiimote is broken.
I would do that. I wanted to take the keys off and make jewelry, but I can't do that because I'm missing letters.
See? I got an old keyboard you could have if you told me. It doesn't work.
Sure. Well, I was hoping it would die, but it didn't.
You know what? I think I do still have that keyboard. I will pop it in a box along with what your thing that I made for you and send it to you. Yes,
Yay.
Ma'am. You have to remind me, though. You know I'm going to forget as soon as I go to the show. Corey, where's my keyboard?
Corey, put it in your phone.
Yeah, where is my phone?
Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm learning. All right, people. We've got the PSN Oculus, and that's a horrible thing. But for the rest of the world who owns PCs and doesn't rely on consoles, I've got some fun stuff for you. Direct-to-drive, guts prices, 30 to 75% off select shooter and action titles.
Oh, that's nice.
That's your weekend of fun. Wage war against ferocious cannibals, ancient aliens, and ruthless terrorists as part of direct-to-drive.com's No Guts, No Glory sale. From now until Monday, May 16th at 10 a.m., DTD will be offering up to 75% off select first-person shooter and action titles, such as Bulletstorm, Crysis 2, Medal of Honor, Battlefield Bad Company 2, Mass Effect 2, Stalker Shadow of Chernobyl. Also this weekend, take only 20% off the hit real-time strategy game Revenge of the Titans from Shaven Puppy. Repel alien invaders and organize a counterstrike against their home planet to teach them a lesson.
That'll learn you.
For a complete list of this week's promotions and to review D2D's huge library of over 30,000 games, 3,000 games, please visit www.directtodrive.com. They also have a try before you buy. Know your game, try free before you buy. Download and play hundreds of casual games at no cost for 60 minutes and explore D2D's expansive casual library, including all of the latest action, puzzle, and adventure games. For more info on D2D casual games, you can head over to directtodrive.com. Yay!
No, and you can't make me.
I'm going to head over there.
I'm sorry.
Our next rent a game.
There's some good games that are out this weekend. They look real good. I can't say if they are. There's a game called Good Game Empire.
Yeah.
Although I am tired of the whole medieval thing, but I may check it out. Good Game Studios has made a game. It's a browser-based game. Boasts a totally new concept. Calls for tactical skills. Thorough planning of battles and the purposeful usage of the right weapons for sieges and defense determine victory or defeat in this multiplayer strategy game. Good Game Empire will be launched this summer as a beta version on Good Game Studios gaming portal, which is goodgamingstudios.com. To tell you a little bit about the game, as a lord of a new castle, the player starts his campaign with a small wooden castle and a few buildings, but with a solid strategy, the rise to being a powerful sovereign, and with a flourishing economy, a mighty army, and many provinces is not far. Every user can individually develop his castle. Different buildings at various upgrade stages are at each player's disposal. Step-by-step wooden fortress can be transformed into a huge... huge stone bastion. The player needs the buildings in order to produce commodities or to make a stand against other players. In Good Game Empire, users do not only do not only fight against each other, they can also form strong alliances. With the help of such an alliance, players can conquer outposts together for important resources and support each other in attacks and defense. The players can also trade goods at the marketplace. Moreover, a continuous campaign with numerous interesting missions and additional tasks offers a special challenge for players. More information on the MMO strategy game will follow soon. This kind of reminds me of... this game is still around, and I cannot. Why can I not think of the name of it? It's, and a lot of you out there know the game I'm talking about. It is browser-based, but it's not graphical. It's all text, very old school. And when you join up, you don't get to pick, but you end up joining a kingdom, and you have your little fief, and you all elect a king or queen.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the day, of course, you can log in and you can do things to, you know, upgrade your fief, you know, put more soldiers, or you can attack other kingdoms. And or defend somebody. Like, you can also see who all in your kingdom has been attacked, and you can send them aid, or you can, you know, do something to the person that attacked them. There's also a place where you post, you know, so-and-so has been attacking me, and then the whole kingdom goes after them type of thing. So this is what this is reminding me of, and I cannot think of the name of it. I know it's a red logo in my head, but that's a game I also cannot go play. I will get pulled in, and you will never see me again.
No. Must see you again. Must see you again.
I get caught up, and I love the character I pick. It's she's a something like a dark elf or whatever, but she has the power to rain fireballs down on it. I will destroy somebody else's kingdom with fireballs.
I can totally see you doing that too.
And it just, I love
that
we just,
elbow.
Yes, but I mean, it's graphical, so it doesn't say anything. It just says, you know, who attacked. So and you can also hide who attacked. If you want to go after somebody, you don't want them to know it's you, you can go in and attack them. And
really?
Yeah, but you have to have a high enough whatever it is modifier. Yeah, I'm not telling you about that one. I don't even remember it. I'm not telling you. I'm not going to let you get pulled in.
Oh, come on.
And then no. I've been very afraid that they're going to come to Facebook is what I've been afraid of. If they come to Facebook, it's all over for us.
Oh.
Because you, me, and Snow and Blaster and a couple of other peeps that roll with us in a kingdom together, oh, it would be just horrible. We'd just be, and you know, Blaster would just pick fights just for the hell of it. They said something on our forum about my shoes. I had to send all 800,000 of my soldiers over to raise their kingdom to the ground. Yeah, we don't want that. All right, but I sound so dead this morning, and that is not how I feel.
No, you're not allowed to be dead.
I'm not. I'm actually very energetic and happy today, but my voice doesn't sound like it. I'm like, ah, people listening are like, you sound so dull. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm going to cough my head off, so forgive me. All right. I don't really know anything about this story. Portal 2 Xbox 360 cheat game saves on Exploder.
Yeah. I know those lovely guys over there.
We lead the way at cheating, so when Wheatley just isn't helping, pass all the tests with Exploder. Stuck, lost, literally bashing your head against the brick wall that your portal gun can't open? You need this cheat. This exclusive Exploder cheat is completely unlocked with the storyline completed. You can pick the point where you need to pick up the game and continue where you left off, jumping the hard puzzle without spoiling the game for yourself. Portal 2 starts immediately following the events of the previous game and your character shell. You wake up in a shipping container with only a scatterbrained personality core, Wheatley, to put your mind at rest, and he's bad at his job. Don't flunk the test. Get Exploder Cheat System for Xbox 360. Really, people? I understand some of y'all apparently seem to need this because, I don't know, you can't do the game otherwise. But really, you need a cheat for Portal 2? It's not like a Mensa test, but it was, you know, a test of sorts, and it was fun. Why would you cheat? Why? Well, no. All right, so...
I don't do cheats.
No, for those of you who do need to cheat, because, you know, Mensa was apparently not your thing, you can head over to exploder.net.
I just want to say no.
Yeah, I prefer you not. Because if you have to cheat at Portal 2, just put the plastic bag over your head and tie it shut, okay? It wasn't that hard. It really was not that hard.
I have ruined my ginger. I've ruined her.
I mean, I admit staring at one of them for like 10, 15 minutes while I'm sitting there thinking, all right, I got to plan this out because there's like six different things I have to do, and I have to do them in a certain order to be able to do this.
See, I never understood the need for a cheat, at least the first time through. Maybe I want to jump around when I'm playing the second time. But the first time through, I just want to play.
That's the deal. The second time through, you can unlock it, and you can choose whichever level you want to play. They got a little deal where you can just, you know, click the little arrow until you get the right one and go. Why would you need the cheat? Besides, you can't get through the game the first time to unlock it all.
Right. Right.
It was a lot of fun. It wasn't hard. It was easy. And, all right, there were some tough puzzles that I sat there and stared at for a while, and I was like, all right, I need a portal here, and I need a portal there, and then I got to go through the air and turn this direction and throw another portal over there while I'm in the air.
But you still did it. That's what's good.
I did. And it was fun. And I beat it. And then I watched all the way to the end, because that's always epic and hilarious.
I still got to play Portal 1.
I have not played Portal 1. I may look at that later.
I got it. I just haven't played it yet. All right, moving along. Woo, people, moving along. Have y'all noticed every time I'm doing one of these shows, somebody's calling me? I don't know what that is. Why is that? Who out there is loving me that much?
Everybody loves you that much, Corey.
Mm-mm, don't be saying that. That invites stalkers. Well, if everybody loves it, I must too. Mm-mm.
If you stalk Corey, you must stalk me too. Okay, just saying.
Now, how about you just stalk Ginger instead? All right, let me get some people riled up. So, Modern Warfare 3?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Details have been leaked. There's some major plot details and artwork for Activision's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 have been leaked online, spoiling the official reveal, which is expected in a few days. Kotaku, bad Kotaku, great. They went live with the story details this morning, and of course, they also had the art, the audio files of the next game in the blockbuster series, revealing three different Activision studios that are involved. Infinity Ward, Raven Software, and newly formed Sledgehammer Games are also working on the game. The site also seems to verify earlier reports that Modern Warfare 3 will be released on November the 8th. The leak will not please the people over at Activision, which they like to traditionally like to keep the secrets of the Call of Duty games under strict embargo, managing media with minimal assets before release. So, Kotaku, I wouldn't expect to be getting a review copy of Modern Warfare. While many publishers do provide a constant stream of art, interviews, and playable game codes at least 24 months before a game's official release, Activision has taken a stricter stance, only offering trailers and glimpses of the game around 6 months before it hits the shelves. A Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 also follows the release of Call of Duty Black Ops, which sold 7 million units in its first 24 hours on sale.
Oh.
And it's still a regular top 5 sales charts here in the U.S. and in Europe. Kotaku, I would not be asking for a review copy, really. I think if I were you, I'd just hang it up and just scratch Activision off of our list of people to deal with. You violated an embargo, maybe not directly, but they're not happy. All I say is we didn't do it. We can use a copy. We didn't do it.
It wasn't us. It wasn't us. We would never do that to y'all. No.
I don't say never, but this time we didn't do it. So we'll do it if we had it. Oh, yeah, we'd do it.
Yeah. Oh, my. All right. What have I got? I have got Strategic Battles. Mm-hmm. Strategic Battles with Good Game Empire. The browser game Good Game Empire boasts a totally new concept and calls for the tactical skills of its users. Through planning of battles and the purposeful usage of the right weapons for siege and defense, determine victory or defeat in this multiplayer strategy game. All right, so what is this? Castle and Keeps. As a new lord of a castle, the player starts his campaign with a small wooden castle and a few buildings. Really? Are castles supposed to be wooden?
Well, I imagine they were at one point.
I guess so. But with a solid strategy, the rise to being a powerful sovereign with a flourishing economy, a mighty army, and many provinces is not far. Every user can individually develop his castle. Different buildings and various upgrade stages are at each player's disposal. Step by step, a wooden fortress can be transformed into a huge stone bastion. The player needs the buildings in order to produce commodities or to make a stand against other players. But this actually sounds kind of fun.
It does, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Did you already read this one?
Wait a minute. I don't know.
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did. It sounds similar to the other one that I was reading.
Similar to the other one's results. All right, so conquest strategy for teams in Good Game Empire. Users do not.
Oh,
only...
no, Ed, it was Good Game.
Good Game? I was wondering. I was sitting here looking at this. I was like, God, this sounds familiar.
All right.
Well, you know, there's so many little castle keep things.
Yeah. Mm.
There are. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I got a pake. A pie versus cake conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Pie wins hand down, just saying.
Hey, depends on what kind of cake it is. Let's not get crazy.
Oh, that's true. Cheesecake.
But no, see, now you messed up, Ginger.
But then cheesecake's one of those. Is it a pie? Is it a cake? I mean, what is it?
Wait a minute. Does it have graham cracker crust? Because
graham cracker crust.
Oh, it's oh, you know, I forgot we're doing the news. We'll talk about that later.
All right. Pie versus cake. We know conflict. So you thought baked goods were all about fluffy meringue and gooey marshmallow fillings?
Mm-hmm.
This video, there's a video that you're not going to be able to watch, but if you head over to our website, you might be able to. Faxion Online is a free-to-play RPG currently in open beta testing. The game will launch May 26, 2011. Faxion Online delivers aggressive and robust PvP gameplay and a unique territory control system that allows the opposing factions to battle for the fate of the seven deadly sins. Players begin their quest for dominance in war-torn Limbo, battling their way through each location in the game represented by the sins. With a unique multi-classing system, players will have the freedom to play the way they want, with achievement and glory through adventure and combat. You want more information about Faxion Online, or you want to see some of the flipping awesome, beautiful screenshots that I just put up, you can head over to GameNatrix.com, or you can head over to their website, which, you know, isn't as cool as GameNatrix.com, but you can head over to FaxionOnline.com.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of order. I know. What is the date today? Does anybody know the date?
The 15th, I want to say. Maybe.
No. No, it's the 13th. Okay.
Oh, I was trying to be 2 days ahead.
Oh, it's Friday the 13th. Ooh.
Oh, it is.
That's a lucky day for me, not for the rest of you.
She's going to win the lottery. She's going to move us to, like,
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills? No.
No, I wouldn't. I didn't really care for Beverly Hills while I was there.
No, you can move us to Seattle.
Yes. And I know exactly where I want to live. I'm this hotel right on the street next to the convention center. So when the PAX comes, I only have to walk 2 blocks. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Yes, I would like to live in a hotel. Don't be asking me why. That's just what I want to do.
Because you don't have to make your own bed. You never have to wash the towels. You don't have to clean a thing.
Or the dishes, because they have dishes in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to my peeps of Radioactive Nerd. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They know what room I'm talking about. Yeah. Oh, you people are so dirty.
Go this year. I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be tiresome. I'm already tired.
I got to tell you about that after the show.
Oh, yes. Okay. Anyway. Yes. I'm making a list of stuff.
I was like, really? Really? No. I was like, yeah.
Well, those of you conspiracy theorists and those types will be happy. .emu.com, developer and publisher specializing in bringing retro games back to life, is proud to announce its recent association with 1C. New classic games, including UFO Trilogy, Aftermath, Aftershock, and Afterlight, King's Bounty series, Mortar Fairy Tales, and Fantasy Wars are added to their fast-growing library. With this new announcement, of course, .emu confirms its position as a European leader in digital retro gaming and grows bigger every day to offer its players more and more hits. An alien spaceship has entered our atmosphere and didn't answer our attempts to communicate. It released a great cloud spore which wiped out most of the life forms on Earth in 7 days.
7 days? Why is it always 7 days?
I want to know why we just didn't take some Claritin. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
You are one of the few survivors, and survival of mankind depends on you. Of course, you're going to gather all the survivors and try to take revenge against the invaders. I'm sorry. If they can wipe us out in 7 days, I don't want to take revenge. I'm hiding. Of course, you're also the leader of the human resistance, so you can select your best soldiers for various missions. tool them up, improve their skills, strengthen your positions, and repel the invaders, mixing real-time strategy and tactical fights. UFO Aftermath. Aftermath is a reference in strategy games. I'm going to post this up if Ms. Jen hasn't beat me to it already. And you can go ahead and download it. It is DRM free. means they won't be following or harassing you. And it's $5.99. That's a good thing to do on a Friday. You just sit down and play some UFO Aftermath. Try to fight off the aliens. They also have a Facebook and a Twitter, which is both .emu. And it's not .the actual period. It's .dotemu. It's the name of the company. So go and check that out. I'm trying to see if they have some screenshots that we can give to you guys. Because I hadn't looked. And I'm starting to check them now after that whole Arcane Heart 3. I'm checking screenshots. This is not happening again. Some of y'all out there were
bad. You guys, I don't know what you thought you were doing. No.
I'm not sharing. Okay, let me just say, these screenshots are epic. it kind of looks like Fallen Earth, but at a three-quarter angle. That's what it's reminding me of.
Oh, interesting.
Beautiful. I'm playing this. $5. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a burger and some fries.
All right. Well, hung, drawn, and quartered. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, you were talking
about. Now, Corey. Put away the butter knife. No, you wanna, but let's not. All right, statistics from the first 2 weeks of online monster hunting. A quarter found on the pavement of New York City, your favorite quarter of a beautiful European city, the first quarter slice of a delicious pizza. All indisputably good things, but the but they pale in comparison when compared to the following quarter, a quarter of a million.
Oh,
only
yeah.
2 weeks after release, Mythos, the hack-and-slash MMO, has garnered more than 250,000 players.
Wow.
Yeah. The numbers don't stop there, though. A quick peek into the statistical depths of the game revealed a host of other interesting facts and figures from the first fortnight of online carnage. 32% of the players have created a character thus far, having chosen to wage war as the fiery pyromancer.
Pyromancers, yes.
While 28% have chosen to play as the deft-handed gadgeteer. 40% of players chose to embrace the carnage, paint the town blood red, and then some as the bloodletter. From the selection of races, 27% have chosen the satyr, 28% the gremlin, 15% Cyclops, and 30% of people have decided that they'd like to remain human. Male characters also seem to be the order of the day, with only one-third of players choosing to go monster hunting as a female. But what use are numbers for the average hero of old? Well, this weekend there will be double experience points for completed quests and slave monsters from 12 p.m. to Monday at 12 p.m. Yeah. All right. So that read weird. But anyways, for those of you playing Mythos, that sounds kind of awesome. For those of you who want to play Mythos, you can head over to mythos-europe.com. Mm-hmm.
I'm muted. I was muted.
Can I play? I want to play.
Is that
girl?
I like being human.
I was gonna go human. Now I'm sold. No, you should go vampire. But that's
good. Ooh, there's a vampire. That's good. All right.
There's no vampire in this one, then, I don't think. No.
Oh, then what's the point? Okay. Well, Sony is no longer the only ones in the hot seat. The websites for Deus Ex, Human Revolution, and publisher Eidos has also been hacked. With user information and unidentified source code stolen as well. Although currently both websites appear unaffected, website Krebs on Security claims that 9,000 resumes were stolen and the personal information of approximately 80,000 registered users of their website. Logs taken from the alleged hackers' chat room show discussions of leaking SRC, likely shorthand for source code. This is unlikely to refer to Deus Ex or any other game, though, but instead the website itself. Hackers also discuss leaking the user information itself. The hackers appear to be a splinter group from Hacktivist Group Collective Anonymous.
Imagine that!
Which is reported to be undergoing internal strife with its members as we speak. They're now targeting each other.
Really? You don't say.
Wow. Both Sony and some members of Anonymous have implicated a splinter group in the security breach of the PlayStation Network. Also, according to a statement reprinted on Eurogamer.net, Eidos has confirmed that 350 resumes may have been accessed and up to 25,000 email addresses were obtained as a result of the breach, but no dissemination or misappropriation of any other personal information is identified at this point. They have released a full statement. The full statement is as follows, and I'm only going to read it because of what it is, security breach. Square Enix can confirm a group of hackers gained access to parts of our eidosmontreal.com website as well as two of our product sites. We immediately took the sites offline to assess how this had happened and what had been accessed, then took further measures to increase the security of these and all of our websites before allowing the sites to go live again. Eidos Montreal does not hold any credit card information or code data. However, there are resumes which are submitted to the website by people interested in jobs at the studio. Regrettably, up to 350 of these resumes may have been accessed, and we're in the process of writing to each of the individuals who may have been affected to offer our sincere apologies for the situation. In addition, we've also discovered that up to 25,000 email addresses were obtained as a result of this breach. These email addresses are not linked to any personal or additional personal information. They were site registration and email addresses provided to us for users to receive product information updates. No dissemination or misappropriation of any other personal information has been identified at this point. And, of course, we take the security of our website extremely seriously and employ strict measures, which we test regularly to guard against this sort of incident. These guys... Well,
trolls are what they are.
One of the comments here from James Pendergrass, who is studying chemistry at Birmingham. Hi. He says, I can see some justification, not necessarily that I agree with it, in some of the other hacks. This one, though, I can't see any reason from this angle to do this other than because we can, which is really crap.
And that is all it is, too. That is all it is. It's
some people are asking, is Steam next? Are they going to go after Steam? I'm not understanding these people. If you calling yourself gamers and you're, this is, you know, I'm disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I am. I'm just disgusted with the people.
They're trying to act like they are Robin Hood or something. Oh, we're for the greater good. We're fighting against, you know, the corrupt people over here at this company X, or, you know, blah da 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 da, the blah, the flipping blah. But you're not. You're just common criminals. You're sitting at home behind your computer and you're stealing from people. You are taking their hard-earned money, their hard-earned time, and you're ruining it. And that's not mm-hmm. right. Yeah. All right. So
I'm upset. That's when you see me get quiet.
I can hear you tapping too. You're tapping. You're
I'm posting it up on the. I'm sharing it with the lovely people on Twitter. And if anybody out there knows where these guys are, please find them and cut them. Really.
Mm-hmm. Cut them to the white meat and then cut them again.
That's right.
And then pour salt in it. Yes.
And bleach.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to pull this next story from GamePolitics.com. Summer Cyber Camp coming to Seattle this summer. Hey, Corey, what are we doing this summer? We ought to do this.
Mm-hmm. Same thing we do every summer.
Take over the world.
Take over the world.
The Academy of Interactive Entertainment, the AIE, a nonprofit that provides vocational training for digital media industries, announced today that it is bringing its new Summer Cyber Camp program to Seattle from July 5th to August 12th, 2011. Children learn how to make video games and will be given a CD containing their game and the tools they use to build it at the end of the course. The goal of the camp is to teach children the full range of skills needed to succeed in the games industry, including C++ programming, design, roles in game development, game creation pipeline, and careers in the gaming business. At the end of each summer camp session, participants will take home a copy of their game, a full set of software programs to continue their continue work on their project, and insight into what it takes to pursue a professional career in gaming. The only drawback for some families may be the cost. Each week-long summer computer camp course costs $295. The enrollment capped at 30 students per week. The summer cyber camp classes are geared towards the students aged 15 to 18. Classes run each week from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Center House at Seattle Center, located on the grounds of the Space Needle.
If you want to sign your kid up, if your kid's interested, or, you know, if you're a kid around that age and you're listening, which, you know, you really ought to be in school. Why are you listening to us? Head over to theaie.us/courses/summer-camps.
Well, the kids may be listening at school. That's a good idea.
That is true. And, you know, if you're in some kind of computer class and your teacher's allowing you to listen to us, awesome.
Yes, your teacher's the bestest teacher ever.
Mm-hmm.
Bring her lots of apples.
Really start trying to watch my language if you're letting them do that. Yes, I will.
They turned it off at the beginning of the show because, you know.
I had a couple of seconds before the show started.
You know how we are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm guessing we're going to take us a little break.
Oh, the accents.
I know.
I just...
I know. Oh, yes, we need to take a break. Well, so get me a drink of water.
Where'd you get that guitar?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Kletos, talk to your friend. Please talk to your friend. She's misbehaving.
No, Kletos, don't get me. Don't do that.
Remember, you can find this news and other news on our website, GamingAgents.com, GamingGirlsRadio.com, or any place we've indicated you should go check it out. And, I forgot what else I was saying.
I was playing the game, and I was doing good, and got several levels and died. And I was like, well, I guess if you ever die, I'll just have to take a pause. Resurrecting the dead. I was like, oh, you evil, horrible thing.
She was a lot like you, maybe not quite as heavy.
I love that part right there. She's a lot like you, maybe not
as
heavy.
Oh, that's all like, one
day they woke me up. So wait, let us
think. Shame the same will never happen to you. You got your choice. Did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you had been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. You'll make the music better. That's what I'm counting on. You're someone else.
I wish I could take it all back. I honestly do. I honestly do wish I could take it all back. And not just because I'm stranded in space.
I'm in space.
I know you are, mate. Yeah, we're both in space.
Space!
Anyway, you know, if I was ever to see her again, do you know what I'd say?
I'm in space.
I'd say, I'm sorry. Sincerely. I am sorry I was bossy and monstrous. And... I am genuinely sorry.
In this case.
The end.
Okay, it looks like we lost you guys for a second. We have returned.
Oh, my God. And I was... I was talking. I was muted. I was all like, I'm talking away. live radio, people. I was here. I was telling you about Chrono Trigger. I was all the way down at the end of the story when I finally was like, hey, look, Corey's dinging me. Wait, she dinged me again. Oh, crap.
I'll cut Ginger. Okay.
Cut me. No, don't cut me.
Yes, cutting.
All right. Well, I guess.
Well, now you have to tell us about it again.
All right. I was all kinds of into this. I was commenting on the little English guy's accent. Oh, my God, that's hot. But you know, there's nobody there to tell me, hey, dipwad, you're muted. Oh, that's embarrassing. I'm so red.
It happens. It happens.
Chrono Trigger teleports onto Nintendo's virtual console. The past, present, and future are in your hands. Square Enix Incorporated, the publisher of Square Enix Interactive Entertainment Products in the Americas, announced today that Chrono Trigger is headed to Nintendo's virtual console service for the Wii console on May 16, 2011. Originally released in 1995 for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, Chrono Trigger was created by a talented development team, Yuji Horii, script creator of the Dragon Quest series. I said your name earlier, but I was muted, and I think I got it wrong, but I think I'm going to get it right this time. Akira Toriyama, character design, creator of Dragon Ball, and the creators of Final Fantasy, all of whom were key contributors to the game's success. Chrono Trigger has been hailed as one of the greatest games of all time by critics and fans alike. With a unique and multifaceted storyline, the game revolutionized the world of RPGs with never-before-seen features, including an unprecedented soundtrack and multiple endings determined by side quests and the player's actions. In Chrono Trigger, the notion of time is upside down as players race against it like never before, while all the decisions made along the way will affect the past, present, and future. All right, so what's the story? When a newly developed teleportation device malfunctions at the Millennial Fair, young Chrono must travel through time to rescue his unfortunate companion from an intricate web of past and present perils. The swashbuckling adventure that ensures the swashbuckling adventure that ensues soon unveils an evil force set to destroy the world, starting Kronos' race against time to change the course of history and bring about a brighter future. All right, so what have we got here? We've got a masterpiece with an engaging, unparalleled storyline, leading to, I already said that, an inspiring musical score created by Yasunori Mitsuda, an intriguing battle system made possible by the unique combination of the active time battle, ATB system, and tech skills, and famed character designer Akira Toriyama lends his signature art style to create the vibrant world that has captivated gamers around the world. All right, so you want to know where you can go out and check out this game. Well, it looks like they didn't give me an exact website, but it is rated 10+, and you can head over to dlgames.square-enix.com/NA/VC.
Yes, after we tell them that Square Enix was hacked.
Oh, yes. Square Enix is hacked. So
sorry. Was it hacked?
Head over there.
You should have a fake email anyway. Some of you out there don't learn. Don't
that's
use
like
your.
Three or four. Yeah.
You need to. I got too many. I don't check them all every day.
Use off and on. I went and checked it the other day, and I had like 200 emails. I was like,
that's all? Look, that's all?
That was all.
Okay. So. One of our friends here wants us to share something with you. So if you're following Twitter, you've probably seen it. Well, you might want to put a good link up to that there, honey. I can't do anything with that. So it's a God of War or Ish of War helmet.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is. Apparently he does. So I will share that on Twitter. Oh, they got some server errors. I can't do this to y'all. No, not with all this craziness going on. I'm going to need y'all to get that fixed. Game helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? yeah. Anyway, moving along. Maybe I'm not all there today. Possibly. It's possible. I have a story for you. I'm going to tell you about Gamescom. They're telling you some travel accommodations. and things of that nature when I can find it. Too many windows open. Too many windows. I need to be able to label them. That's a good feature. Let's talk to Firefox. Since you keep giving these stupid plug-in errors, what I want is the ability to number my windows so that when I'm doing the news, I know which ones I've done. Or I can mark this window red or something. All right, so Gamescom 2011. They're saying they have a host of early bird booking offers. So they have plane tickets from as little as 30 euros, train travel from as little as 79 euros, a place in the Gamescom camp for 29 euros and 50, whatever's, and hotel rooms from 90 euros, which is all very, very cheap. Not for us, of course. We'd have to pay through the nose to get over there. So in just 3 months, Gamescom in Cologne will once again open its doors, and the international games industry will converge on the city from the 17th to the 21st of August to present their latest innovations and development. If you would like to join the hundreds of thousands of people in celebration of interactive gaming and entertainment, you can very easily book your travel and accommodation arrangements online in the Cologne Messe service portal right now. Right now. Early bookers in European cities can order return plane tickets with German Wings for as little as 30 euros. Lufthansa is also offering discounts on its domestic and international flights. Prices for trains start at 79 euros. A space in Gamescom camp costs from 29.50 euros a night, as we said. Hotel rooms are starting at 90 euros, and that's a double room in more than 75 partner hotels.
Very nice.
Very nice. They also have apartments and private rooms available. And we do have links to several hotel services that I will share with you, our European listeners. And if somebody wants to be really nice and go check that out for us, we'd appreciate it.
Send us pictures.
Oh, that would be nice. Or we may somehow wind up over there. You just never know.
That would be awesome.
I'm not coming home if I go. I'm not coming.
No.
I'm not coming home.
Choice or not, she's not coming back.
So we will be sharing that with you if you're over that way and you're interested in going. And again, we'd love it if you take us some pictures or drop by.
Yes, take us some pictures.
You know, somebody's like, well, you got me a press pass. Well, maybe if you ask nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
All right, I've got a story of the stupid.
I'm not going to ask. Go ahead.
GamePolitics.com. This is actually yesterday, but didn't get to go over it. Coast Guard says Alaskan tugboat captain ran aground due to video games.
Oh, hell.
Yes. A safety escort tug that ran aground 2 years ago on Prince William Sound, Bligh Reef, went off course because a captain who was playing video games, according to a report from the U.S. Coast Guard. The tugboat ran aground at the very same site where the Exxon Valdez disaster occurred. The tugboat Pathfinder was part of a navigation safety system established in the aftermath of the 1989 oil spill, and was designed to guide oil tankers through the sound after they fill up with crude at the Trans-Alaska Pipeline's maritime terminal in Valdez. But the tugboat operated by the Crowley Marine Services ended up striking the same submerged reef that ripped open the hull of the Exxon Valdez supertanker, causing the worst tanker spill in U.S. waters. Not anymore. The Coast Guard report, which is dated May 5th and has not been released publicly, was issued to various parties investigating the 2009 tugboat accident, according to the Coast Guard Petty Officer Walter Shin. A final report releases later in the week. The report comes out of the Coast Guard's Alaska office in Juneau. The Pathfinder spilled 6,410 gallons of diesel fuel after it struck Bligh Reef on the evening of December 23, 2009. The vessel was headed back to Valdez after scouting for floating ice in the area traveled by oil tankers. According to the Coast Guard report, Captain Eugene Monson did several things wrong that caused the accident. First, he changed the Pathfinder's course despite losing track of the vessel's precise location, then increased speed and failed to properly communicate with other officers. The Coast Guard put the blame for his inattentive behavior on playing Hearts and other games on his computer and had his back turned to the bridge. The fact that he went to the computer to play video games after a course change further aggravates the situation and amplifies the lack of attention on the bridge between the master and second mate. The Coast Guard report also noted that the captain and his second mate were in direct violation of company operating and safety policies, despite slightly exonerating the ship company. The report also recommended that the company update its policies, specifically calling for new provisions to address crew members' use of cell phones and recreational electronic devices that provide access to music, phone calls, and video games. The report read, games, music, phone calls to faraway family are a strong temptation and could easily distract a ship's officer from maintaining a proper lookout. Crowley Maritime Corp. spokesman Mark Miller said that the Pathfinder's captain and second mate were fired after it was determined that they violated safety policies. The incident was an exception rather than the norm, the company claims. Crowley has a proven record of safe and reliable operations in Alaska. It deeply regrets the Pathfinder grounding incident. Yeah, so you're out there scouting for ice, for these oil tankers, all that fun stuff, and you're playing games. At least it wasn't like you're playing WoW or something. You're playing Hearts, but still.
How does Hearts become so engrossing that you can't check?
Dude, I don't know. Wow. People, you make me worry about you sometimes. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know why you're such... I can't say that word on daytime TV, let alone daytime air. But, yeah, you're not good. You're not good. You deserve to be fired. From a cannon into the sun.
They're not going to like us very much anymore. Okay. So, wait a minute. How long do we have?
I used to trauma. They got to love that.
It's a shirt.
Undomesticated equines could not keep me away.
Let's see, how many minutes do we have?
Five.
I got three. Why is my computer speeding up? All right, I do have one more lovely story for you.
Yeah?
One more.
What you got? You ain't got nothing.
Okay, is it just me, people out there? Is YouTube not working? Check that out while I do this story. That's a story right there. YouTube's
done an act.
YouTube is down. That is weird. Okay, we may not have time for this story.
Server error.
Ooh, wait a minute. Let's do this late breaking news really quick on Twitter.
Google error, server error. The server encountered a temporary error. Oh, wait. It's back.
Dang it. That was good. Well, now I don't have time for my story.
No, we're back. It's gone.
It's gone. Is it down or is it up?
It's back down, and I've got a great big long code.
Ooh.
A team of highly trained monkeys has been dispatched to deal with the situation. If you see them, show them this information, which is a long page of letters and numbers.
Oh, this is not good.
Mm-mm. That's not cool, dude. I had songs I wanted to listen to after the show.
Right? I had songs I was going to listen to, too. Yeah, something like that. All right.
It made me go elsewhere to find my music now. That's not cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, people. Well, we're getting out of here before they cut us. Something's going to happen. it may filter over. Anonymous, stop hacking YouTube.
Anonymous, get rid of your trolls. Seriously, you're letting little kids in your thing now, and now they're out of hand. This is what you get.
Look, and even if you didn't do it, you are now officially being blamed for everything. You have become the scapegoat.
And I'm going to blame you.
That's right.
Ridiculous people.
Hey, are you written Left 4 Dead?
Oh, I may. I don't know.
Oh, come on. I need somebody to play with. My group left me. They didn't finish with me.
Ooh, not cool. How rude. Zombies.
All right, we'll see you guys on Monday. Hopefully we'll be more animated. And if we find anything out about this YouTube thing, we'll let you know. I'm looking into it.
Anonymous, if you're hacking my YouTube, hot. People like me, and I'm not fucking hot as in the I was cute pigtails thing yesterday. No, I'm talking about hot as in I'm going to kick your butt.
Don't make me use this bell.
And yes, I totally pulled out the hick accent to say butt right then, so yeah, you know. You know.
No, she means businesses.
No.
You go out there to that willow tree and you pick out your switch.
Oh, no. Hello. I don't understand that one. That's bad. Mom tells you to go get the switch off the tree. Oh.
Hello. Oh, you never want to have to pick out your own. That makes so much worse.
Yeah. The first one you pick, it's bad.
It's bad.
No. I hear a smoker. No.
Wow.
Parker! You know, I would appreciate it if you... What?
Grab and peel. Grab and peel. Grab and peel.
I think I'm going home in a box.
Grab and peel. Grab and peel. Grab and peel.
Come on, Lewis. We can't leave Bill behind.
Tell me you ain't serious.
We're just leaving Bill out there?
Hell yeah.
Cool.
What a dick.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Hey,
say goodbye, Ginger.
Bye, Ginger.